John Juan Boom, the executive director for Libya Rehabilitation Commission in the United States, says 300 returnees and refugees arrive daily in the United States. He says the state government has deployed officials at Rup County, Adok, Cook, and Mayanit counties to receive more returnees and refugees who will be resettled at Roria, previously known as Lalo.
They come empty-handed, even some possessing some challenges of health, because even some of them are being exposed to disappointments. Some of them are even injured. They need an attention, close or intimate attention, urgent one, of health intervention activities, so that even these survivors of harassment are also taken care of, such that if there are rape cases, they are traced and treated so that contagious diseases do not affect them.
Boom says the state government has a limited resource for supporting the vulnerable people. He is appealing to the aid agency to respond to the need of the returnees and refugees arriving from Sudan.
We are lobbying, we are advocating for more humanitarian donation. This situation needs at least extra funding that may respond and fulfill the gaps in form of an emergency response, rather than the routine response or the routine humanitarian operations which used to be here since the creation of this state.
Peter Banda, a worried, the chief of UN Office for Migration in South Sudan, say aid agency are stretched to their limit due to lack of funds.
We have a challenge, which is that our humanitarian response, which was put together before we have additional people arriving in the country, is only funded up to 30%. So that means that we have limited resources for everyone in South Sudan that requires humanitarian assistance, and that also goes for the returnees. So the colleagues on the ground in Unity State and in other locations are doing their best to respond as quickly as possible with the required humanitarian assistance.
He says there is an influx of returnees and refugees, as was in already the dire humanitarian situation in South Sudan.
It's important to realize that we need additional resources to respond to the impact of the Sudan crisis inside South Sudan, because otherwise we will have to reduce our humanitarian assistance for the existing populations to be able to care for the new populations that are arriving.
I would say the United Nations is transporting some of the returnees to their final destination. He says the UN also provides protection to some of the returnees and refugees. For BOA News, I'm Liel Nyajwa, reporting from Bentiu, United States.